It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to wrinkled sheets.
Yeah. Hopefully everyone caught the video last week that we posted of you doing that intro.
Oh, that's right.
That was adorable.
You shot a secret
video. Secret spy cam. You don't know what other secret spy cams we got around here.
Are you one of those creepy people that puts cameras everywhere around the house?
You'll never know.
You might catch me doing something I shouldn't be doing, like TT.
What does TT-ing mean?
TT!
I'd never heard that term before I met you.
Never?
It's tinkling. PPP time.
It's what time?
PPP time.
It's PPP time. I never heard of that. No, I have. Everybody said, don't pee in the pool.
Yeah. Don't pee in the pool.
Don't pee in the pool.
So you need cameras to make sure you're not peeing in the pool. We don't have a pool, but we have a pond.
I want a pool one day.
Me too. I think we have to move out of Colorado.
You think so? A lot of, I see pools when we fly to the air. As you fly over the city and the airport, I see swimming pools.
But I think it gets, I don't know. You don't see a lot. I bet it's a lot of money to maintain. You'd have to get like a second job.
I bet so.
Yeah.
I wonder what people do with pools in places like this in colder weather. Do they have heaters on all year, or do you think they cover them and you can't tell that from the air, or do you think they drain them and they just look like pools from the top because you see blue?
We should ask our friend Nancy. She has a pool.
Oh, that's right. Nancy, the boot shine girl at the Grizzly Rose here in Denver.
Yes.
Boot shine lady.
She's a boot shine. She was a teacher, retired as a teacher, and now she shines boots, and she also does, she works at the Broncos Stadium and the,
what does she
the
do
Rocky
there?
Stadium. She's an usher. She like, you know, those people that stand and make sure people aren't stealing seats.
You're down there.
Yes.
Your ticket says you're down there.
She's a busy lady. Busy lady. You know who else is busy?
Who?
Justin Bieber is busy getting in trouble.
I just saw that. My cell phone just lit up, and let me see what it says here. Breaking news. Justin Bieber turns himself into Toronto police on assault charge.
I guess in December, which was last month, he was in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
He and his limo driver got in a scuffle. They thought that one of his entourage peeps were going to be investigated, but apparently he's going to get charged with assault. He'll be booked for assault, given a citation, and released on his own recognizance.
You know what? Maybe he should just stay in Toronto now.
There's a petition going around.
I saw that with over 100,000
right
names already signed to just get him back to Canada.
His whole neighborhood hates him. Like, all of his neighbors hate him because he's just one of those obnoxious neighbors. Then he supposedly egged his neighbor's house, and then he got in trouble in Florida for drag racing, but now it's coming out that the drag racing, they were going 27 miles an hour.
So that's not really drag racing.
No.
When you're high, though, that seems
right.
Really
his
fast.
His blood alcohol was almost zero, so it was probably all drugs.
And his dad was part of the people standing around blocking off traffic so they could drag
right.
race at 27 miles an hour.
Right. And I heard that at the beginning of this week, he was in some tropical part of the world with Usher and his like manager guy and mm-hmm. his mom, and they were like having a wild time come to Justin meeting. Like
I read earlier today that the head of his record label said Justin needs help.
Right.
No.
Crazy.
It could all be coming to a head. All right, well, let's get on with
is that
our,
enough? Is that enough?
That's
is enough Justin Bieber talk.
Yeah. So let's get back to what we do.
What do we do?
I don't know what we do here, but for several weeks in a row, you keep saying, you know, you forgot to do your bad morning show trivia.
Did you remember this time?
I did.
Holy smokes.
It's bad morning show. Bad morning show trivia. Bad morning show. Bad morning show trivia. All right. You know, with Super Bowl coming up.
That's this Sunday.
And I probably shouldn't allow this to be told on the podcast because I do my own podcast, Remasculate, about taking back manly stuff for America. But did you want to tell the story about Christmas lights?
Yes.
And then I'll go into the trivia. I'll spin it off of the Bad Morning Show trivia off of that. Or should I do the trivia first?
Okay.
Okay. I'll do the trivia first.
All right.
It's because it's Super Bowl. I know, you're giving me the face like, God, that was all over the place. What kind of stupid thing was that? But, okay. Super Bowl's coming. A lot of people drank beer. A lot of beer gets people drank beer. A
lot of drunken beerness.
Yeah. So the trivia question is how long does it take an aluminum beer can to decompose?
Wow. Doesn't everyone recycle those?
I don't know.
Obviously not.
This is the question. How long does it take aluminum beer can to decompose?
Do we have options?
Yes.
Okay.
A, 80 to 100 years. B, 500 to 700 years. Or C, 1,200 to 1,500 years.
That's a lot of years. And think about all the cans that...
I know. So don't attempt to answer yet. And don't Google, bitches. Wait till the end of the show and find the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now... The story about the Christmas
Saturday, house. Which was the 25th, and the Super Bowl is February 2nd,
mm-hmm.
and Christmas is December 25th.
Yeah.
So, perspective. We're driving, we're getting ready to go out, and we're driving down the road, and you were like, oh, look, Christmas lights.
I was more like, look at that, they still have up Christmas lights.
Right. Yes. Mr. Judgmental Judge... Dude. And I was like, babe, notice the color of the Christmas lights. What color were they, babe?
They were red and blue.
No. Are you colorblind?
Well, no, but...
They were blue and orange.
Yeah, now that you say that, I saw it, but in my eyes, orange looked very red, Christmassy in the distance.
Right. There. And so I had to point out to the fact that in a week and one day... The Broncos would be playing in the Super Bowl, which is that's what you play in the NFL. Like, you play all the games in hopes to get to that final Super Bowl.
I know that.
I don't know. And you were like, is that a good thing? Well, yes, in Colorado, it's a good thing because the spirit here is all Bronco loving happiness.
Well, I think what threw me was it was the entrance to a neighborhood. It was the
trees.
There's
like four in Parker alone. Yes.
Because I was like, they're always decorated for Christmas, those big trees to turn into that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, why are they still? But then I saw last night as we were going to the movie premiere
mm-hmm.
that the city council, did you notice the court building was
yes.
all orange and blue? The entire
yes.
downtown, orange and they spend a lot of money to decorate.
I bet there's a lot of money made somehow, don't you think?
Well, how's the city?
I don't know.
How's the city court building gonna make money off of it? Isn't that spending electricity
taxes.
Of tax money? And
I wasn't paying attention.
Well, we went to a movie last night.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it because I think it starts this weekend.
And it's called Labor Day.
Labor Day.
I was totally expecting chick flick. I was gonna love it. You were gonna hate it. And then we go to bed.
You thought that was going to be your evening. Because
yes.
I could tell by the way that you had fell asleep on the way to the
theater.
I was
tired.
You weren't even like
okay.
excited.
Well,
about.
Hold the love bus.
Hold the love bus.
Yesterday was not a typical cubicle day. Half of it was spent in the cubicle and half of it was spent at a job fair. You, of all people, should understand not really what a job fair is about, but that like environment. I'm having to smile and talk. And
oh, that's got to be tough for you.
No, I'm just, it's a lot of energy because you got to tell like 50 people the same thing about the company and the jobs we have available and talk to them and meet these people.
Did you start moving like a robot just to do it? Like, hi, I'm Janet. You will enjoy your job at Moss Tech. We are one of the largest companies. And did you start doing stuff?
My boss and I just started taking turns. Like, I was like, wow.
You should just stand up and do it like Disneyland's Hall of the Presidents where you just stand up and give the little speech. This company started one day when the man from...
Right. But I was exhausted. Like, done. I even slept in this morning because I'm like, mm-mm. Had to recover. You gotta understand. Like, when you get off stage, you have that high. But then when that high's done, aren't you kind of like,
it's crashing
whoa.
Like sugar. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's get that zoom.
Yeah.
Anyway, to the movie.
So I fell asleep on the way there.
And you thought it was going to be just a normal...
Chick flick. Yeah.
With Josh Brolin and Kate Winslet.
Right.
What'd you think? Chick flick review.
I want to give it a 4.5 out of 5 pillowcases.
Yeah?
Yeah. It wasn't just a chick flick. Like, there was a really good story along with it.
There was.
It wasn't just a boy meets girl and they fall in love and live happily ever
and
after.
Some tense moments.
Yeah.
Like tense, like, oh.
And James Vanderbeek was in it.
Which you did not know, but as soon as you saw his name on the screen, you're like, James Vanderbeek's in this! I'm like, how did you not know?
I talk
know?
With a lisp when I talk to you.
James Vanderbeek's in this!
It was a good movie. 4.5 pillowcases out of 5. What did you? What would you give it?
I would, 4.5. I'll have to go with that, because I thought it was going to be slow.
Uh-huh.
Seemed slow. Photographed well. Art direction is beautiful, because it's set in the 80s. And what, you didn't notice that?
I didn't know when it was set, but I don't...
You didn't see the date flash on the screen?
No, I missed that part.
When the movie opened, it said 1987.
I was wondering. I almost, like, leaned over to you and was like, when is this supposed to be?
1980.
And I saw his games, and I never remember seeing those
all the
games.
Posters. He had E.T. posters, and they
oh,
had all the...
Oh, that's right. I did see E.T.
The labels on the cans that they were... Mm-hmm. Like, they went all out to make it 80s.
You think it'll win anything, or too cheeky?
It's pretty cheeky, but I think it's so well done. It's very artsy. I love the way they cut back and forth between present... then and now.
Actually, they went even further back. They cut like 3 different, like, during the movie you're looking at them in the 80s, uh-huh. which is like current. They would flash back to probably like late 70s.
Probably.
And then they flash back to the 80s, and then in the end they flash forward to today.
So it was very well done. Very artsy.
Kate
and
Winslet
I
was
the
amazing.
Music, the way that they used music with the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
That was very well done.
Yeah. Kind of feel bad for the bad guy.
So, Labor Day, we're both give it a yes. Go see it.
Yes, definitely. With Valentine's Day coming up, it's a good movie for he and she.
Oh, that's right. Valentine's Day's coming, and I'm going to be out of town. I'll be in Tulsa, by the
He'll
way.
We're going to
Tulsa Comedy Club. If you'd like to come out and see me and spend your Valentine's
if you're a dude,
Day with me.
Only, dudes only can go out and see him on Valentine's Day.
No, everybody can
they can go on the 15th. You're there Friday and Saturday, aren't you?
Right. But what guy is going to go out by himself on Valentine's
Day? A single guy.
No, that'll be
I'm
horrible.
Going out by myself on Valentine's Day.
Well, you don't have to. You could stay in the house here with the dogs. And enter. You know, they don't like being alone on Valentine's
Day
either.
But Josh freaking Grayson is going to be in town. I know you don't like him.
No, I like Josh.
So that
I like Josh. I felt so bad the day that I tweeted...
About his wonderful curls that he cut off, probably because of you.
I know. I said something about his, remember that, about his hair or whatever.
Curls.
And then he tweeted back. I'm like, oh, I didn't know he followed me.
I don't think he did. I think he's probably has some app that alerts
Searched
him.
His name or something.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of those.
But that was weird for me to do that.
And I'm like, crap, you pissed Josh Grayson off.
Yeah. But then he was cool when we went to see him after that.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool to me.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't that cool to
I
you.
I know.
But you're still going to go back and see him.
I like his music.
Rolling around in a white t-shirt, breaker, breaker, one night, she's a big old flirt.
I love that song. I love that song. And we were at Stock Show this last Saturday, and a song of his came on. We Weren't Crazy, which never really got any radio play, but really good song.
So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, people listening to this podcast, she's telling you, please support
Josh
one
Grayson.
Of her favorite artists who isn't getting the radio airplay that he should.
He was on American Josh Idol. Grayson. People should know. And he was a Marine. And he has like,
hoorah!
He has like a half dozen children, I think, at this point with his beautiful wife.
Is she gorgeous?
Ooh, yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'll Google in a minute.
Really? Google other women. Go ahead. I love when you do that.
I'm
just kidding.
I'm trying to find out what you... Okay. Let's move on and play this play this little game that
Do we have a game?
Yeah.
Like spin the bottle?
No.
Oh.
But I found this, and I thought it would be interesting for you.
What is it?
It's called Sandwich or Sex Act.
Oh, heavens.
Can you tell the difference between what goes on between bread... And what goes on between the sheets?
The wrinkled sheets.
The wrinkled sheets.
I connected those dots.
Very nice. So I'm gonna read off to you, okay? Juicy Lucy.
Wow. I'm gonna say sandwich.
You're correct.
What is it?
I don't know. I just know it's a sandwich. Hot Carl.
Sandwich?
Sex act.
My dad and my brother's both named Carl.
Ooh! I know. Hot Carl.
Totally wrong.
Hot Carl.
Ew, cover your ears.
Okay, a Blumpy.
That's a sex act.
It is, and I didn't know that. Do you know that?
No,
how do you know that?
But I think it's so close to Blimpy, they were trying to catch me.
Oh, okay.
I use my brain sometimes.
A Fluffernutter.
That's a sandwich.
That is a sandwich.
I bet it's peanut butter involved.
I should.
And like marshmallow.
I need to look these up when we get done. A Hot Brown.
That's a sex act.
That is a sandwich.
Dirty girl.
Okay, that is the next one. Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, well, I know that's a sex act. I don't want to talk about it.
What's in that one?
Don't you remember we talked
about it? Yes, I know.
We're not
going
to bring it on this podcast. You can have that on Remasculate. Ew.
A Sloppy Joe.
That's a sandwich.
That's right.
If you're American, you know what a Sloppy Joe is.
Okay, you ready? A Turkey Slap.
That's a sandwich?
No.
Dang it.
Turkey slap is a sex act.
Wow.
I want to know what that entails. And let's see. How about a Alabama Hot Pocket?
That's a sandwich.
No.
The pervy people.
An Alabama Hot Pocket is a sex act.
Dang.
And here's the last one.
Yes.
Beef on Weck.
That is a sandwich.
That's correct. That's
okay.
What do you think that is? Beef on?
I don't want to know. Because I know what a Dirty Sanchez is, and as gross as that is, I don't want to know what the other sex acts are. Is that wrong? Like, am I prude?
Don't you want to Google and find out? I probably should have Googled so I could read exactly.
Yeah, like, that would involve preparation.
Yeah, I just saw this and I thought this would be great for a questionnaire. But now everybody, much like myself, is probably going, "Well, what's a Hot Carl?"
Well, guess what you got to do? You got to Google.
Okay, so the sex acts, if you're going to Google, or a Hot Carl, a Blumpy. A Dirty Sanchez.
Don't Google that. You don't want to know.
Don't do that one. A Turkey Slap and an Alabama Hot Pocket.
Mm-mm-mm. Speaking of Alabama, are they affected by the snow and ice?
Probably. I'm not sure. Not like Atlanta. Atlanta's getting just creamed,
I was
apparently.
Calling people in Atlanta today, this afternoon, thankfully, not even thinking about what's happening in the world. And I'm like, so I'm going to call and schedule an interview for Friday for you to come to our office. And the first guy, he's like, well, yeah, we can schedule it. But if things don't clear up. And I'm like, what? I'm in Colorado and you got, what, an inch and a half of snow?
That's the way it works.
I don't understand.
What normally would have just been a dusting to the northeast has been a devastation to the south.
Well, they have, like, in comparison to, like, the hundreds of plows we have, they have, like, a dozen.
They don't have the salt trucks.
And
they
thought it was, they thought it was only going to be, like, a half inch. And it ended up, like, there was a school that, like, they had to, the middle schoolers had to stay in the school and sleep there overnight.
Stay overnight. I saw that.
Yeah. The boys in the gym and the girls in the other parts of the school.
Hopefully it stayed like that.
I know.
If not, in 9 months, they'll be ready for a whole nother class at school.
Oh, my God. Well, you have noticed that a lot of people have babies September, October.
When it starts getting cold, there's nothing
else? No, that's when they have them, because back in January.
Oh. Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
Yes,
winter months.
Math.
So that I had to do
When's
the
your
math.
Birthday, babe?
October.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Well, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, you think my parents did an Alabama Hot Pocket?
Yeah. They had to warm up. It was January.
I don't even know what it is, and I don't want to talk about it. All right, speaking of not being prepared.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
You are not prepared whenever a Girl Scout comes to the door.
Oh, my gosh. I drop everything and grab the checkbook.
You should have seen your face.
Like,
Girl Scout comes to the door.
Oh, would you like to buy some
cookies?
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God, yes! And then you're like just checking off on her sheet. You're just checking off and like, oh yeah, and fluff and nutters, and I'll take a T-Rex, and I don't even know the names. I'm making shit up. But whatever you're doing, the Tongas and the, what'd you buy?
Tagalongs.
And you're just, oh yeah. And then I said, make sure you get a box of whatever.
Tagalongs.
Yeah, because I couldn't remember the name. It starts with a T. You're like, oh yeah, extra of those. And then you go to the girl. I need to pay you these for these when they show up. And she's like, I have them in the car. Oh, I'll get my checkbook. Oh, let me get my. Your look on your face when you heard she already had them in the car.
Are you serious? I didn't even notice if you noticed me.
Oh, you were like, oh my God, they're here. So I noticed the next morning.
Okay, don't.
A whole box is missing.
The Samoas. Yeah, they're the coconut chocolate.
I didn't see you eat them, though. How did a whole box disappear when I didn't even see you take one out? You didn't bring some up to bed while you're watching. Were you sneaking down and eating cookies?
No, I had them. You just were not paying attention. Yeah, I promise. And it was 2 days. It was 2 days later. It took me 2 days to go through the box.
Okay, 2 days. I'm sorry. I opened one box of those peanut butter ones.
The Tagalongs.
And I've had two.
Oh.
Two.
I've had the rest of the box. It's not gone, but it's getting there.
Really?
You gotta lock them up, man. I told her you were gone at this point, but I was like, you're gonna come back next year, right? So we have a date for next year. She's gonna come back.
Was she one of the ones that stands out in front of the store? Because that drives me crazy.
No, I don't know. Because I told her, I was like, I only, in the past years, have gotten my cookies from King Supers when I go there. And I happen to have cash, because I think they only take cash there. Or I never carry my checkbook or whatever. And
well, the parents that sell cookies, I'm sure you have it at the office. My kid's going to sell
to you. We're not allowed to.
You're not. Your company isn't? Mm-hmm. That drives me crazy. Because the point of this whole thing is for these kids to learn.
Right.
The art of money and sales and how to collect. Actually, and there's a whole point of that.
Friend of mine posted, I guess people are selling on Facebook.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not, you're not supposed to sell for your kid. What are you teaching your kid?
Well, I'm not good at sales, but my mother would take boxes. We used to sell candy bars and softball when I was in grade school, and she would take boxes to work and sell them. So I can't judge. My mother did it. I was so young, I didn't know it was bad, but I get it.
You get it now, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
I'm not good at
selling.
And like that
girl, how old would you say our Girl Scout was? 8, 9, 7, 8?
I would say 10.
Yeah. Okay, she was older.
Yeah. Think of Ava. She was older than Ava.
Yeah, so she could go around and sell and learn from this.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothered me so much when people just go, you know, hey, my kid's selling, you want to buy? Like, your kid's not selling, you are. Right. And you didn't even bring your kid to walk around and go, hi, I'm trying to raise money for.
And you know, this little girl, her mom was in the car and would pull up to each house. Mm-hmm. So it's not like she was letting her girl wander the neighborhood. But yeah, I didn't see the mom until the Girl Scout cookies had to be delivered, and it was too much for a little girl.
I'll get the checkbook. Oh my God, they're in the car. I'll get the checkbook.
Did you just snort?
Maybe a little bit.
Is that what I sounded like?
No.
I didn't even notice that you were even paying attention, because there was a dog that ran into our house, a random dog.
When I opened the door, this is the funniest shit ever. When I opened the door for the Girl Scout, it knocked. A dog just ran in the house. And I go, oh, is it yours? She goes, no. I go, oh, really? And I kind of look out, and there's a, and, okay, here, let's back this story up even more.
I opened
the door. I'm holding a gun in my hand.
A little handgun.
I have a pistol because I have a concealed weapons. And I was about to put my gun in my pants because we were going out.
That right.
Was and so the door knocked, and I opened the door, and I saw it was a, oh, it's a kid. It's a kid. A kid answer door with a gun in your hand. I was just selling cookies. So the dog ran past me, and I kind of put the gun
on the floor
behind the door. So I had to grab the dog, and it's all like, hey, how you doing? Which one? Trying to lick my face and everything. And I go, so it's not yours? And That's when you came up and started to deal with the Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
And I went into dog mode.
Right. And I, that's why I was like, I didn't even think he noticed. Like,
oh, I saw your, because I had to stand there and still talk to her about, this
about
not your dog.
Pleasures.
Did you see another one? What block did the dog? And she's like, no, there's another one down there that looks just like it. So I took that dog and went down the street, found the other dog who growled at me. There are two dogs. It's like our dogs. One is super nice and one will bite you.
Right.
And it was the same way. This dog that just walks in the house like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, it was the cutest dog. I was like, if they don't want him, we'll take him.
Yeah. So anyway, I found the other dog, found the neighbor's house. They weren't home, but apparently the wind had blown their gate open and the dogs got out. So I secured the gate and put it down there.
Good job, neighbor friend.
That's what neighbors are for, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Do you know your neighbors?
Jack.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know anyone else.
Isn't it weird that we don't know our neighbors?
Everyone knows you.
They do. Because the lady that was selling cookies said something to you. What'd she say?
Is he from Slacker and Steve on KYGO? And I was like, no.
First of all, they're not on KYGO.
I was like, no, he was Mudflap on KYGO.
Slacker Steve on another radio station.
Yeah, so.
So apparently there's just a rumor.
She's like,
well,
you hear things. You never know if it's true. Weird. I just ran across this article, and I'm shocked. I'm in shock.
What's this one?
Christy Brinkley.
What's
she going to be 60.
I know, and she's still.
February 2nd.
She still looks good.
Yeah, she's going to be on People Magazine.
You know why?
Why?
She didn't eat a lot of Girl Scout cookies.
What are you saying? I don't look good?
No, I'm saying.
Gonna be out of town for Valentine's Day, and you're telling me I don't look good.
No,
good job.
I'm saying by the time she's 60.
I'm wondering if she may have had some work done.
I bet she has.
Her face is kind of non-wrinkly.
Really?
Yes.
You don't think it's just a good maintenance?
I don't know.
Noxzema at night and not sleeping in the makeup and all the stuff that you're supposed to do?
Oh, wow.
What?
How's the not sleeping in your contact thing going? Don't
want to
be blind.
How many times have I woke up next morning? My eye is on fire.
I got into the point where I'm like, well, did you sleep in your contacts?
Yes.
I don't feel bad for you anymore.
Well, I have another appointment.
With who?
Dr. Cutarelli.
The eye guy.
Yeah, who did my LASIK surgery.
And what is this appointment going to be about?
It's a follow-up for this one.
Okay.
But, you know, he told me, and this is because I love Dr. Cutarelli, and I can see great, but he had told me that, you know, I may need a reading contact because of the way my...
Well, you can't read things up close very
no.
well.
No. And so he's going to see if it hasn't gotten better. He may do one more surgery on my... I don't know. Because February 17th is when I'm going back.
Oh.
For the appointment. So I don't know. And
but you would have to have a driver if they did another surgery.
Probably.
So you
I might
have
to hire a limo.
Just don't beat up your
driver. I want a limo wherever I go now.
What happened to your girlfriend?
You can ride in the back with me.
Oh, nice. Sexy time?
Huh?
Sexy time in the back of the limo?
Yeah. We'll slide up the glass like they did in that Kevin Costner movie.
Right.
The Bodyguard.
Oh.
What?
I don't remember Bodyguard. I remember watching it, but I don't remember it at all.
Why? I was supposed to be one of the best chick flicks ever.
I was probably...
And I will always...
I think I was 12 when it came out.
Oh.
Which wife did you take to it? No, I'm just kidding.
I think I just might end it on that. Let
what? No, no.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not ending it on that.
Because we have to do the answer.
What answer? Oh, the trivia.
Dang.
Bad morning show.
I don't feel like you're loving
show,
this trivia aspect of the show. You added it.
I know, because I thought it would just be like making fun of
but now,
radio. Mm-hmm. And now it's so hard to keep track of. You know, it's like, and now we're back, and here's the answer to the trivia question that I asked before the commercial.
Okay, you know, Mr. Barker.
Yeah, so here's the answer to the trivia question, or bad morning show trivia. You ready? How long does it take for a beer can...
Aluminum can.
Aluminum beer can to decompose. How long does it take? And your answers are 80 to 100 years, 500 to 700 years, or 1,200 to 1,500 years?
I want to go with 5 to 700.
5 to 700 years is your answer?
Yes. I can't get them right. Stop smoking.
I don't smoke. It's 80.
Oh, I know you don't.
To 100 yeah. years.
Sorry.
80 to 100
that's,
years.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's a... Why don't they just melt everything down?
Well, it's aluminum.
Because they're...
You would have to recycle it, right? I'm sure they do it when they recycle.
Let's just be honest. Most people, not most people, but there's a lot of people that just throw their beer cans down. Roll down a window and throw out a can. They're camping in the woods. They throw their can out.
I used to recycle our aluminum cans. You made me stop.
I know. And the reason I made you stop was your car looked like a trash bin.
Okay. That is because I was getting ready to take them to the place to be recycled.
I know, but you constantly were just throwing your cans in your car because you recycled.
No
and,
way.
And then you got started doing it in the here.
No, I never did it here.
You didn't do it here?
No, I thought you had the recycle. You put the kibosh on it long before.
Okay, good, good.
The only way you saw them in my car, and I did not used to throw them down like that, the only way you saw them in my car is we had just started dating. I still had a place to live of my own. And I had taken all the cans, put them in trash bags, and thrown them in my car. They were in my back seat, my trunk, and
they were
my front seat.
They were.
It was a lot of cans. And you were like, uh-uh, not going to happen. And I was like, okay.
Now, were you recycling because you care about the earth? Or
yeah.
Were you recycling because you're like, hey, I can get a little extra money?
I may have gotten $30 out of the deal, but... It was still
saving. You know what you can buy
us?
At Plato's Closet for $30?
I don't know. You'll never take me to Plato's Closet. I always have to go by myself.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Wow, why are
I
you...
I have to drive you to the resale shop?
No. I know. At Plato's Closet, I could probably get a nice pair of pants and a shirt for $30.
And that's why you should recycle cans.
I know.
That's why you should.
So
not.
I can start again?
Yes. If you feel the need to recycle
cans. We can save
cans
the earth again.
Save the earth and buy new pants. to save the earth and buy new pants.
That's our goal for 2014.
Yep.
Yep. You crack me up.
Oh.
You're going to Detroit this weekend.
I will be in Detroit. Actually, I'll be in Royal Oak, which is a suburb of Detroit, and I'll be at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, one of the biggest, best-known clubs in the nation.
What's the weather look like up there?
Polar Kotex.
Kotex? Isn't that a period pad?
Yes, and that's how bad. And that's how bad it is.
Wow. Well, it's gonna snow here. And get cold here.
So I'm going to miss that. You're having trouble with the dog and
the
your microphone?
The dog is dancing.
Why don't you just put the dog down?
Because she'll bark or pee on stuff.
God, I'm about tired.
You're about tired.
I'm about tired of it.
Are we getting rid of the dog?
Yeah.
We got.
Or we could get rid of the podcast.
What?
No, it's at 33 minutes.
Did you just
so want to
break up with me?
Again? Is this what you hear every time I talk? See, people, this is what she... What are you saying? You're not happy? What are you saying? You just want out? What are you saying? No, I'm saying...
Let's stop recording the podcast. I got it.
I meant for the night even. I wasn't even talking about in general. I just thought, because we're at 33 minutes and we shoot for 30. But would you hear? What do you mean you don't want to do the podcast with me anymore?
Am I not fun? I don't know, man. Cubicle. It's rotting my brain.
Okay.
Cubicle rot.
All right, well, tell everybody bye.
Bye.
Tell them how to get in touch with us.
With this?
Yeah, with us.
On Facebook. It's facebook.com/wrinkledsheets.
And more people are liking us on Facebook.
Yeah, and we just had someone like us today, and I really appreciate it.
Yay.
It was someone from the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
They were probably trapped in the snow. Anyway,
and we're looking for something to listen to, and
right.
They found us.
If you're on Twitter, it's wrinkledsheets, the number one.
How do they get a hold of you on Twitter?
PinkBarb27.
And they get a hold of me at Twitter at Steve McGrew, or they can get a find.
Huh? Oh, go ahead.
What?
Have you been tweeting as us?
I haven't in a while. I post every once in a while. I'll repost.
Mm.
But We don't tweet enough for wrinkled sheets, do we?
We got to work on that.
We do.
That's our goal for 2014.
That and recycling cans and buying pants. Woo! Leave us feedback on the site. Yeah, please subscribe to the podcast because that helps us grow and you won't miss it. And when you subscribe, that helps move us up the chain there at iTunes. And I wish I knew how to tell more people, you know, or tell them where to listen. I guess it doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
If you're a Stitcher, you listen to iTunes, if you could listen to...
Just Google Wrinkled Sheets and we'll come up.
Have you noticed when you Google that we're like one of the top ones that come up? I think that's so cool. Anyway, all right. Till next week. See ya.
Bye.